Welcome to another edition of the Exo News Bulletin Podcast, where we present the audio version of bullet points posted on the exonews.org website, summarizing a recent UFO or extraterrestrial-related internet article. I'm Duke Brickhouse, Chief Editor of the Exo News. Be sure to like the show, subscribe, comment, and share. Today's article is from January 9th, 2020, entitled "President Eisenhower and Extraterrestrials? Film Explores This Urban Legend." It was written by Greg Archer and originally posted on the DesertSun.com website. For a link to the original article, visit exonews.org. Earlier this month, Christopher Munch screened his new movie, The 11th Green, at the 31st Annual Palm Springs International Film Festival in Palm Springs, California. The movie portrays President Dwight D. Eisenhower's alleged secret meetings with extraterrestrial emissaries during the 1950s. There was an urban legend out there in the 1950s that Dwight Eisenhower had one or more face-to-face interactions with visitors from other worlds, says Munch. What interested me about the story was not so much the specifics of it or whether it was true or not, but more so how Eisenhower would have potentially reflected back on those experiences late in his life. Would he have regrets or done things differently? The storyline involves a Washington, D.C. journalist named Jeremy who moves into his late father's house, which by coincidence was formerly owned by President Eisenhower before the president's death in 1969. Jeremy's father served on the National Security Council staff for President Eisenhower back in the day. His father's former protege gives him reels of film that suggest America had interaction with off-world visitors 50 years ago. But the extraterrestrial question was left in the wrong hands. The film portrays Eisenhower in 1967 contemplating the extraterrestrial presence kept hidden by a shadow government. The story switches time periods from Jeremy's father as a young counselor to the president in the 1950s to modern-day Jeremy as piecing together the history. Munch notes that in the course of the last year, the film has become timelier, as major publications have documented incidents involving the U.S. military engaging with UFOs over the past 15 years or so. The military's revelations of UFOs cannot be easily dismissed, as it was from the 1950s onward, where UFOs and ETs were only considered in the context of the giggle factor. Regarding Eisenhower's encounters with alien beings, Munch believes that such encounters would have been routine for the former president. "I don't think anything really fazed Eisenhower," says Munch. As a mainstream journalist, Jeremy's character certainly has a predisposition, but it's balanced out by his concern for the validity of what he's reporting. I think that's the quandary for any journalist who is having to report on the subject of UFOs or extraterrestrials. Editor's note: I doubt that Eisenhower considered his meetings with extraterrestrial beings to be routine. I doubt that anyone would find interactions with aliens routine, except maybe Corey Good. Eisenhower was famously under a great deal of stress, causing multiple heart attacks during his presidency. After he had completed his second term in office, his farewell address in January 1961 alluded to a shadow government hiding the fact that they were working with extraterrestrial beings and creating a massive military-industrial complex that owed no allegiance to the elected government of the United States, nor its citizens.
This has been an Exo News Bulletin with Chief Editor Duke Brickhouse. Visit our website at exonews.org. Subscribe to this podcast. Exo News is sponsored by the Exopolitics Institute, a U.S.-based 501c3 nonprofit educational organization